This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 1st, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next matter on the agenda, which I think we'll be able to dispose of in very short order, is the report of the Audit Division of the Washington State Democratic Central Committee. Mr. Hintermeister.
Before you use the final audit report of the Washington State Democratic Central Committee for the 2004 election cycle, the report has four findings. Finding number one is the disclosure of disbursements. The audit staff identified 68 disbursements totaling approximately $1.8 million, which lacked or inadequately disclosed the required information. In response to the interim audit report, the committee filed amended reports that sufficiently disclosed the required information. Finding number two was excessive contributions made to federal candidates. The audit staff identified six contributions to three federal candidates that exceeded the limitation by $6,103. In response to the interim audit report, the committee resolved all but approximately 2,700 of the excessive contributions. In finding number three is the misstatement of Levin activity. A comparison of the committee's reported Levin activity to Levin bank accounts identified misstatements of receipts, disbursements, and 2004 ending cash on hand. In response to the interim audit report, the committee amended its reports to correct the misstatements. In finding number four is the reporting of apparent independent expenditures. The audit staff identified 10 disbursements totaling approximately $600,000 for apparent independent expenditures made by the committee that, based on the available documentation, were reported on the wrong schedule. In response to the interim audit report recommendation, the committee amended its reports to correct two of these transactions totaling approximately $90,000. For the remaining eight transactions totaling approximately $515,000, the committee filed amended reports disclosing them as volunteer exempt activity on Schedule B. The committee was unable to locate any documentation regarding the volunteer participation with respect to these communications, given the lack of clarity at the time of these communications regarding the amount of volunteer involvement needed to qualify for a volunteer exempt activity. No further action is necessary.
Thank you for that discussion. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have, separate and apart from whether there was sufficient volunteer activity, I have another issue with this. I'm not troubled by findings one and three, which basically say there were errors that were corrected. But I have a concern about finding two and finding four that say that they either, you know, didn't resolve issues or that they were unable to locate documentation because, without rehearsing the entire sad history of this audit, we are now past the statute of limitations. And one of the purposes of the statute of limitations is to ensure that people are not put to the challenge of trying to prove things so far after an event that there is no longer, you know, people can't remember things and the documents have been lost. I mean, that's why we have statutes of limitations. So I have a really hard time making any finding against them on the basis of their inability to come up with documents or sufficiently clear recollection this far after the events, and in fact after the statute of limitations period is over. Now, I'm pleased that we have made changes to our processes to ensure that we will not run into this, I hope, again. But I just, you know, we could put it in additional issues, I suppose, but I'm not willing to vote for any kind of a negative finding at this point in time based on the statute of limitations.
If I could just ask a quick question, that was with respect to finding number two and finding number four?
Two and four.
Okay, because the way I read four was less that there was a finding being made, that there was any sort of determination. It does recite what the facts were and that they couldn't, the party wasn't able to locate any documentation, but it didn't seem like any fine point was put on that. And that after going through the facts, then it says, given the lack of clarity. But I
don't even want to rest on the lack of clarity and the legal standard on this. For me, it's just a statute of limitations issue.
I'm not
surprised that they couldn't come up with evidence at this point in time. You know, I think they had an affidavit that said, somebody said, well, gee, to the best of my recollection, there was substantial volunteer activity. I don't want to say whether that's, you know, sufficient evidence or not, but, you know, I'm not really surprised that they can't recall very clearly at this point in time, or couldn't even at that point, which was fairly, not all that long ago, fairly removed from the events.
Any further discussion?
I could make a motion. I would move that we approve findings 1 and 3 and move the discussion of findings 2 and 4 to the additional issues section consistent with our practice that we have adopted today.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 5-0. Ms. Carmona, do we have any management or administrative matters?
We do not.
All right. Vice Chair.
Sorry. One point of personal privilege. I know it's late in the day, but I've had a legal intern with me for about 6 months now, and last day is today, and after 6 months at the Commission, she's bound and determined to be an election lawyer and a campaign finance lawyer, so clearly we have not done our job, but I wanted to just publicly thank her for all of her work. She's been invaluable to our office.
Notwithstanding our best efforts to drive her away from the field today,
right.
So...
even after today.
All right. Well, if there's nothing further, everyone have a very nice and enjoyable 4th of July weekend. Meeting is adjourned.